2. Merlin Othrawas's Recon Skimmer, Above Howl Bay, Kingdom of Old Karas. "You enjoyed that entirely too much, Merlin Othrawas," Charlian Armok scolded. "Nonsense," Merlin replied airily. He leaned back comfortably in the Recon Skimmer's flight couch, gazing down on the dark mass of the island continent of Karas. From his present location, he could actually see the lights of Tellisburg, one of which undoubtedly represented Charlian's bedroom window. "I was simply attempting to establish the proper collegial atmosphere."
"Collegial atmosphere, is it?" Caleb snorted over his own comm. "Do you think you could bear that in mind, the bit about my being able to kill you before anyone else gets here, I mean, I believe you said?"
"Yes, that was a witty line, wasn't it?" Merlin observed in a pleased tone. "I thought it got his attention quite nicely."
"Merlin, diplomacy isn't supposed to be fun," Narman chimed in.
"Of course not, Your Highness. Now tell me with a straight face that you wouldn't have enjoyed doing exactly the same thing."
"Of course I would have. In fact, that's why it was particularly rude of you to do it, when you know perfectly well none of the rest of us could do it." "I'm sure you're all enjoying yourselves enormously," Michael Steiner said. "If I might point out, however, it's going to be dawn in about another 2 hours here aboard ship, Merlin. Are you going to be back and aboard with all of your foliage back in place before someone notices your absence?"
"Back and aboard, yes, Your Eminence," Merlin said, checking the steady regrowth of his mustachios and beard with the fingers of one hand. "I'm not entirely certain about the foliage, though. You may have to cover for me for an hour or so."
"You know," Steiner said meditatively, "before I met you, I was very seldom forced to prevaricate, much less lie outright."
"Only because no one was asking you the right questions," Merlin pointed out. "Besides, this time you won't have to lie at all. I will be there, and I will be meditating. Or at least reviewing Owl's latest take, and that's basically the same thing. Besides, you're an archbishop. If you'd prefer, all you have to tell anyone who wants to visit me is because I said not, and I'm the archbishop, that's why."
"You really are in a cheerful mood, aren't you?" Caleb observed.
"As a matter of fact, yes."
Merlin lowered his hand and gazed up and out of his bubble canopy at the pinprick diamonds of Safehold's heavens.
"All joking aside, I think my little meeting went quite well. I'm certain Gorgia is going to be writing to you soon, Caleb, and it won't hurt a bit for him to remember a Sajin can creep in and out of his bedroom window any time he feels like it. I don't think he's one of those naturally traitorous souls like Zebediah, but giving him a little added incentive to keep any promises he makes, this time around at least, is probably a good thing, don't you think?"
"I don't see how it could hurt," Caleb agreed.
"Besides, I'm beginning to like Sajin Abraham, and he's turning out to be quite a useful fellow."
"That's true," Charlian said. "Being able to stay in touch with one another wherever you happen to be lets us do things like sending you to Coruscant with Michael, but Sajin Merlin still can't be in more than one place at a time. I'd just as soon not have Clintan, or especially Trenaire, starting to ask himself where all these Sajins came from all of a sudden. But establishing that there's more than one of you, and that all of you are just as mysterious as the original Merlin, gives us a lot more flexibility."
"Exactly," Merlin nodded. Then he sighed suddenly.
"What?" Caleb asked.
"I just wish there were a way for us to drop another Sajin in on Gwillem," Merlin said, his expression far more pensive.
"I agree, but he's doing well enough so far on his own," Caleb replied, and Charlian nodded vigorously.
"I have to admit, I was a little nervous when you told me he was planning on sailing straight into Shui Bay," she said.
I was afraid he was displaying a bit too much of that thing you told us about the other day, chutzpah.
You weren't the only one, Merlin said feelingly.
Gwilym Manthir was showing a pronounced gift for taking what the military liked to call calculated risks, at least when they succeeded. They tended to call them something else when they didn't succeed. Of course, Manthir had been Caleb's flag captain, Merlin reflected. Having watched his then crown prince sail an entire squadron through a channel he couldn't even see in the middle of the night and in a howling gale, it was probably inevitable that his definition of acceptable risk should have acquired a certain elasticity.
On the other hand, sailing his entire squadron through Shuaymouth and then clear up the Yushai Inlet was just a bit more elastic than would have been good for my circulatory system, assuming I still had one.